Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Donald Trump's hush money trial has been hearing evidence from the porn star at the centre of the case in one of the most eagerly anticipated moments of the former president's legal woes. Prosecutors are trying to prove that Mr. Trump falsified business records to conceal a payment of $130,000 to Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. Helena Humphrey reports from New York.
Stormy Daniels' testimony has been described as the most dramatic day in the courtroom so far. The former adult film actor described an alleged sexual encounter with Donald Trump, giving explicit and at times unflattering details. Mr. Trump's lawyer called for a mistrial over the testimony, arguing it would only inflame the jury, something the judge quickly rejected. Despite that, Donald Trump appeared characteristically bullish as he left court at the end of the day.
A judge in Florida has indefinitely postponed a separate case against Mr. Trump, which alleges that he mishandled classified documents kept at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. The district judge cited the need to fully and fairly consider the case's pre-trial motions. 95 people are now known to have died in floods that have devastated the Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul. Dozens of people are missing and more than 200,000 have been forced to leave their homes, Leonardo Rocha reports.
Many areas of the state capital, Porto Alegre, are still flooded, and more than a million people in the metropolitan area haven't had access to clean water for days. The torrential rains have also flooded the city's international airport, which will remain closed until the end of May. This is the worst natural disaster in the history of Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil's southernmost state. Rescue works continue in dozens of cities, despite widespread looting and attacks from criminal gangs. Water levels have receded in many areas, but more heavy rain is forecast for the next few days.
Israel has said it will deepen its attack on Rafah in southern Gaza until Hamas is eliminated or the first of the remaining hostages are released. An Israeli delegation has gone to Cairo to resume negotiations. Hamas says the talks will be the last chance for a hostage release. With more, here's Paul Adams.
We know that an Israeli delegation has gone to Cairo. Those talks may even have already started. It's a mid-level delegation. It's not made up of senior officials, so I don't think we should expect any quick news of a breakthrough or a deal. The main sticking point, it seems, is Hamas's demand that this is not just a ceasefire, a temporary ceasefire, but that this does mark the prelude to a final end of this seven-month war, and that is something that the Israeli government has yet to commit to.
Paul Adams reporting. Live from London, this is the latest world news from the BBC. The remains of the sixth and final victim in the Baltimore Bridge collapse in the United States have been found. Officials say Jose Minor Lopez was a member of the work crew that had been filling potholes on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it was struck by a container ship in March. Mr. Lopez was from Guatemala. TikTok and its Chinese owner ByteDance have filed a legal challenge to a law that would ban the popular video sharing app in the United States unless it's sold to another company. The two firms said their case was based on the constitutional right to free speech. Major airports in the UK are currently experiencing technical problems that are causing widespread passenger disruption across the country. Airports including Heathrow and Gatwick, as well as Edinburgh and Manchester, are all struggling with their automated e-gates. One of the world's oldest gentlemen's clubs, the Garrick in London, has voted to allow women to join. Almost 60% of members voted in favour after a two-hour private debate. Here's James Shipham.
The Garrick was founded in 1831. Its membership list is kept secret, but it's known to include judges, MPs, journalists and senior figures from the arts, all of them men. The club has voted on previous occasions to block the admission of women. But the publication in The Guardian of the names of several dozen members had prompted calls for the Garrick to think again. Dozens are said to have threatened to resign if women were not allowed to join.
The favourites Croatia and Ukraine are among the countries to have qualified for the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest in Sweden on Saturday. A second semi-final will take place on Wednesday. Tuesday's semi-final also saw Ireland, Finland, Serbia, Portugal, Slovenia, Lithuania, Cyprus and Luxembourg go through to the final in Malmö. The big five countries, the United Kingdom, Spain, Germany, France and Italy, get automatic access to the final, as do the hosts. BBC News.